boxes.
Do you know what? I did think of something the other day. Weird things that you think are kind of completely normal, but are not. I once had this boyfriend, right? It's not that weird. It is weird, though, right? And we're just discussing. We're having lunch, and we're with his parents, and it was at their house, and we're having lunch. And we're just discussing something. He was, like, saying something about, like, the view from the loo, something like that. And he said, and he was just sort of saying, and as I stood up to wipe my bum, I noticed, so whatever he was saying, like about the view, or he'd noticed something. I can't remember. It was probably,
but is that as I stood something, up to wipe my bum?
As I stood up to wipe my bum. And I was just like, we won't mention his name. Let's call him Bob. So I sort of said, Bob, what do you mean you stand up to wipe your bum? And he's just like, well, don't you stand up to wipe your bum? And I was just like, no, Bob, I don't. And I think what had happened is he'd been taught as like a little boy when he started going to the loo to stand up to wipe you, because it sort of makes sense when you're little because your arms don't reach everywhere and, you know, no one's going to like too much detail. So I think that what had happened, he'd been taught to wipe his bum as a little one and has always thought that you had to stand up to wipe your bum. And he was in his 30s. He must have been like 35 at the time. And he was still standing up to wipe his bum.
Well, funny you say that.
Do you stand up to wipe your bum?
No, I don't. But someone I was with previously, let's call him Bert. He used to do the same thing and found it really odd that I sat down and wiped my bum. But it's because...
Have you ever been in a relationship where I'd know if people stood up or sat down to wipe the bums? I like toilet independence.
Oh, do you? Oh, no.
Oh, total toilet independence.
I'm not at all. At all.
No.
But it's because his mum also did stuff. Stood to wipe her bum.
Maybe wave got it wrong. Maybe she's to a pole.
I think there should be a poll. I think we're going to put a poll out. We're going to put this on the Patreon page, and we're going to put a poll with this.
I cannot believe that, Bob.
I think it's more...
I've been going out with him for a good few years.
I think it's more common than I think we might
think. Why do people
think...
stand up to wipe?
Well, another story...
You get a better wipe? Better angle to wipe?
I think so, because this is going back to... I'm really digressing here. So when I was with... I can't remember what I just
called.
With Bert... Yeah. When I was with Bert, that was...
Bert.
We won't include that bit. Bert, yeah.
Why can't we include Bert?
Because that would be so obvious who it is.
But obvious to whom?
If Bert is watching, which...
Is Bert likely to watch?
I don't know. I don't know. He recently cropped up on, like... You know, like, suggested people on Instagram and Facebook and stuff. It started popping up. So then I'm like, oh, has he been looking... But Bert, when I used to go to Bert's, this is the first
Bert,
time, I don't
Bert.
Know, you know, like Mary Poppins, Bert, Step in Time.
Anywho.
Anyway, Bert. This was the first time that I realised that I couldn't have cheese. Now, I'm telling another goo story here, and I do apologise. We had gone to... Where had we gone? Either Bournemouth or Southampton. I can't remember. One of the two
South
places.
Coasty.
We went somewhere and we went shopping and did stuff. And we went and got a spudgy-like.
Spudgy-like.
Do you remember spudgy-like? I don't know if they still do spudgy-like.
Do you know what? It's a whole thing on like Instagram and TikTok, isn't it? Like there's this like spud people and they're like giant spuds and they give away their first spuds and their last spuds and then like to like any deserving people. So there was one the other day, it all went viral about this old man and his wife and all sons and he fell over and he just gave him like three spuds. And then there's been a man in Tamworth, which is near where one of my friends lives. Well, lots of my friends live up there. And the council are trying to move the spud man on, and the spud man's been there for like 15 years. Suppose like a family of nine by selling spuds. But yes, spudgy. Spudgy-like.
No, it's spudgy-like, isn't it?
Yeah, but there was a Dane wasn't there, and they used to take the piss and say, oh, and it's the posh version of Spudgy, like Spudulike.
Spudulike.
Like a microwave.
Microwave. Oh, I love microwave. We're now good talking into our microphonies. But anyway, we had this Spudgy like, and we got back to his parents' house where he lived. And I think I might have told you this story before, but we were in his room and his...
Oh, you're not going to tell the whole story, are you?
Yeah, because it is quite a funny one.
No, it's not. It's grim. Funny. It's grim ass.
It's...
Oh,
his dad, do you have to? They only had one bathroom. And... what have we called him? Bert. We were in Bert's bedroom.
Oh, do we have
and
to?
I start getting this normal stabbing pain. So this, I know when I have got like 30 seconds to find a toilet. This was a bad one. Because I clearly had eaten something that I shouldn't have eaten.
What was it?
I think it was cheese. Like, cheese is a... could be fine, could be not thing
and
with
the,
me.
And the goof story the other day about the pizza. And we've not quite put two and two together, have
well,
we?
Well,
about...
cheese is always... it might happen, might not.
Okay.
But this is back when cheese really affected me. Like,
right.
I couldn't... like, I didn't have long. Anyway, I needed to go to the toilet and then... Bert's dad was in the shower. I'm like, oh, God. And he's banging on the...
And you only just started going out as well.
It probably wasn't that long into it. Bert's banging on the toilet door saying, oh, you nearly finished.
I hate this story.
And Bert's dad is like,
story,
nearly, nearly. And I'm like, writhing in pain on the floor.
Riling. Rather than
writhing.
Riling.
It's now riling,
floor.
People. Riling is the correct word.
You're riling me.
I'm on the floor in pain, like clutching my stomach. And I'm looking around thinking, oh my God, what can I do? Because I don't know if I can hold this in. I'm like squatting on the floor. And I look at the bin. And I'm like, oh, I can't go in that because it's one of them like wicker ones. In.
I think the same thing about coffins.
What, wicker coffins?
What happens if you start oozing through it?
Well, you
it?
Will, won't you? You'll just decay and go through it.
Yeah, no, well, that's fine once you're in the ground, but it's like...
Oh, right, beforehand. Yeah. Oh,
I do want to. They're very nice. They're very aesthetically pleasing. And I was always...
They
said,
might have a line
I am digressing
something.
Away from your story because I don't want to hear it. But but I read this book about trees. It's very interesting, actually. And basically, the premise was is that just leave trees where they are and let them get on with the stuff and cut this bit out because it's very dull. But if you cut a tree down, whatever you make out of the tree should be more beautiful than the tree itself. And I kind of think, coffins made out of wood, it's such a waste, isn't it? Such a waste. I quite like the idea of wicker, but I don't know. We need to find out if they like... because it is wicker, isn't it? A goo is going to run out. Do they still line them?
They
I
must do.
Must.
They have to, because you otherwise you'd see the body in it.
Yeah, exactly, through the little... Anyway, so I understand why you couldn't shit
so
in...
So couldn't shit in the wicker basket.
Yeah.
And I'm literally squatting on the floor, and then Bert comes back and says, he'll just be 2 minutes, and I look up and say to Bert, it's too late, it's come out. So we had to proceed to... go after his dad was out of the bathroom, go into the bath to try and get it off. And I'm stood. And I think this is where he was like, what? And I was like, where is it? And he's like, can you not feel it? I was like, no. But I think because...
Could you not have done that by yourself? You needed somebody to
help. I needed
help
assistance
you.
For this.
Oh my God.
But I think it's because he was so used to standing up to wipe his bum, he... obviously knew how to manoeuvre around, whereas I'm just used to sitting.
I hate to say this because, like, I love Andy. Like him more than you.
True story.
Actually, true story. That's not quite. My dear, he's really lovely, is Andy. But he's actually a decent boyfriend to you, despite the f***ing-ups. If he was helping you do that...
Yeah. There was other issues that we probably won't go into on the podcast. But, and he was helping me, like,
down.
I had to shove all of, like, my pyjama bottoms, pants into a bag and then secretly take it outside and put in the wheelie bin. Where were we going with it? Oh, there's, yeah, there's standing about? To wipe your bum story. Right.
Yeah, no, so a podcast around things that you think are completely normal, which other people think are not quite as normal as you think. But yeah, he had got no idea that there were people in the world who sat down and wiped their
That's
bum.
That's strange. Yeah, but that, the first time I've ever counted the standing was Bert.
Bert. If you think about it, it's not actually wrong, and you, but then there's more, like, if you were just having, like, an off day and you missed the bin with the toilet roll, and missed the bin, missed the loo.
What do you do? Wipe bin.
Like in Greece, when the plumbing wasn't very good. You shouldn't as well flush your loo, flush the loo roll down the
I know,
loo.
Like, some places yeah. still in the world still like that, aren't they?
I don't know.
Do you not go to the places?
I just flush the loo roll.
Big sign. Do not flush.
My cousin, the big luggage again. Just missed the point for hours on end. But yeah, no, so maybe if the Pounders want to come on and give their stories around things that you think are normal, which might not be normal, and vice versa.
That's actually, that is a really good topic. We'll put a poll up on the Patreon.
Do we?
I think you put a poll and then comment.
Okay. So, yeah. So for the sake of the general public, we will actually get a definitive answer whether you're a stander or a sitter.
Yes. That'd be good. We'll put a poll up for that one.
Imagine if you were pissed, though.
Oh no. It's like some stories of like where people think they're going to
For example, I don't want any more
my
stories.
Uncle, this is years ago, back when my uncle and dad used to go to the pub.
No more goon stories.
And they used to go out on like their jollies, and then they always had this guy drop them back off. And apparently he was so pissed that he just like fell asleep on the sofa downstairs and then forgot where he was. And then he stood up to go to the toilet, went over to the other sofa, lifted up the pillow, thinking it was the toilet lid, and then peed on the sofa.
I had a boyfriend like years and years and years. I mean, like nobody will know this guy whatsoever, but he used to sleepwalk and piss. But like used to think he was going to the loo and would go into, but was mortified by it. Mortified. He once walked naked. He didn't piss this, but he did used to walk naked. And he walked naked into my mum's bedroom.
In your mum's bedroom.
And he didn't piss, but I think he had been known to like piss in wardrobes, yeah.
Yeah, my dad's done that a few times. And mum has shouted at him. Like shouted. What the fuck you doing? Get out! We should really start the fourth episode. Hello and welcome to Sort of a Pound with me, Shane.
And me, Louise. And Tess, who's a dog.
She is a dog, and we have more nonsense than a discount bin.
A discount bin?
A discount, but do you not know what one of them are? Oh my God.
A discount bin?
That's what they call them, isn't it? Like in shops when things are like on...
when they're like whoopsed. Yellow stickers.
Yeah, almost, yeah. You know, the other week I said about the squares in Tesco's, sometimes you get like all the shit that's like on sale in a bin. They call it a bin because it's a square container.
Okay.
Discount bin.
Discount bin. Why are we having a discount bin? Are we giving Patreons discounts?
No, we have more nonsense than a discount bin. Oh my God. She needs a new brain. She's supposed to have that ginormous brain.
Oh my word. Right, I get it. More nonsense than a discount bin.
More nonsense than a discount bin.
That's not your best one, Shane.
No. If anyone's got anything better, please pound away and let us know.
Pound away.
To tell us about the Patreon.
Oh, so, Patreon is nearly a pound. Sort of a pound. It is more than a pound. It's not nearly a pound. It's more than a pound. And actually, it's £1.50 plus VAT. It's actually £1.08. It's not sort of a pound. It's sort of £2. But, you know, we've called it now sort of a pound. All our socials are sort of a pound. Our limited company is sort of a pound. It's not 20p less than £2.
But it is still sort of a pound.
It is sort of a pound. And then we've got different tiers in our Patreon. We've got the £9.50 tier, so sort of £10. And actually, this time it is less than £10, not including the VAT, though.
But soot doesn't really isn't as good as
sort
soap.
Sort of a pound. S-O-A-P. Soap.
Sort of a tenner.
So at.
And then we have another higher tier where you get loads and loads of extra stuff.
We haven't decided what the extra stuff is yet because the chance of anybody joining the higher tier.
But if you feel
does,
like doing
it. We'll give you anything.
You can run the show for a week.
And have guest edit slot like they do on Radio 4 at Christmas.
Yes, have your own little featured segment. That'd be quite cool.
Do whatever
idea.
You want. Probably get some merch, won't you? And if you've been listening to the Patreon extras, which if we're asking people to join in, they wouldn't have listened to the Patreon extras. If you've So this is a kind of circular conversation.
It's like a vicious cycle, isn't it?
It is. So they
catch 22.
Yeah. So they wouldn't have actually heard the extra Patreon bits where we talk about.
They may have seen clips on the socials because we're posting as much as we can on
That's
the socials.
It. So they might not have heard about the photocopied hoo-has.
I think that may have made the social if the socials allow hoo-has on them because you know.
Did TikTok not allow the hoo-ha? Something didn't allow
the TikTok
hoo-ha.
Didn't allow our Ozempic story.
Oh, was it because it referenced Froggos?
Froggos, Freddos?
Froggos
I don't
Farbo.
Know. It just said something that it had been not part of the community guidelines.
Oh, Ozempic.
But then I searched Ozempic. I think it maybe thought that we were talking about Ozempic saying it was good
Brilliant.
Or bad or I don't know.
Not fair.
So what are we talking about this week, Louise?
We are talking about online dating and some of our stories about online dating. Now, again, this is where we need your input because while I find my stories hilarious, yeah, I know you are going to have far, far better stories. Shane's going to have far, far better stories than me. I'm going to kick off with one. So, you know, it's like when you're online dating and it's a bit, let's kiss a few frogs and maybe find a prince.
Yes.
And I like to, when I'm online dating, not that I've done it in a long time, because you've got to be in the right headspace, haven't you, for it? Not that I'm in a bad headspace.
It's been a long while since I did online dating, but it...
That's because you're married.
I am married now, yes, but we'll get onto that bit. But online... It's a very strange platform, isn't it?
It is, because you've got to be extra, but not too extra. And then you don't want other people to be extra, but then you've got to have, like, banter with them and try and get to know them. And then it's all just a little bit...
There's a lot of filtering that you need to do, isn't there?
Yes. Yes.
It's probably a way to put it.
Yes, filtering is quite a good way. So anyway, I've been filtering and as you know, I was drinking back then as well. No, I can't take that bit out.
The alcoholic was drinking back then.
It sounds bad, didn't it? But and I just used to get really nuts with people and just, I don't know, I'd got no patience for
it. Did you just do it as like a thing to pass time?
Do you know what? Almost yes. Isn't that bizarre of all things? And I used to find things on the TV to watch that I could do online internet
where you
dating.
Don't have
that
to actually watch it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I used to do that. So I'd just watch reruns of Friends or something while I was online dating. So anyway, and they'd been sort of, and you know, I'd met a couple of people and it was never really going to go somewhere. But if you get a bit of like online banter and stuff, and this guy who we're telling this story about, and again, there's got to be better ones out there, but we'll kick it off with something. And we didn't have a lot of online banter, but I think I'd said, oh yeah, let's have a date, because the guy was a pilot.
Oh.
And I thought, oh, pilot.
Oh, yes.
Trips away, lovely. You know, independently wealthy, not, you know.
Were you thinking like commercial airline pilot?
Yes. So I was thinking, oh, yeah, no, okay, so he's got to be. And he'd send me like, you know, a couple of pictures of him like in a flying suit. And I thought, oh, and I'd send him a picture of my monitor.
And, as you're there planning your next holiday to Barbados.
Indeed. So, and arranged to meet him at the pub, which I, you know, in my strange way was sort of equidistant from where it was absolutely nowhere near where it was, about 10 minutes away from my island. So anyway, we arranged to meet in this pub. It's a nice pub. And I see him in the car park and I've sort of driven up and see him get out of his car. I don't think anything of it until I see his coat. And his coat, I can only describe it. Now, it's a bloke, I should say that. It's a bloke, right? It's wearing this coat and it's cream. And I don't actually know what the word is. I think it's Boussel. And you know, like teddy bear material. And you get like chairs made out of it.
What, like the
Like, it's like bubbles, almost.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I'm sure
yeah.
it's called, like, Boosel or something like that. That's how it's spelled. It's like Segway again. It's like, how do you say or spell Boosel? But, like, so it's like made out of nice Boosel stuff. So it's like this little crop jacket. And then it's got this collar, which was, like, brown cord against the Boosel. And I see him and immediately recognise him. And I thought, I can't. Why is the guy that is a pilot wearing? And you almost think when you're online dating, is he really a pilot? But, you know, he'd been sending me pictures. He was a pilot. I don't give that game away.
How long ago was this?
A long time ago.
Before, like, the days where you could Photoshop a picture or, like, AI one.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. Oh, you probably could back then if you know what you're doing. But, you know, it wasn't that. Pre-COVID.
Okay.
So, yeah, a while ago. So, let's go 2019.
Okay.
It was a bit of
yes.
And it was winter, so you obviously had to wear a coat. So, anyways, wearing this, like, Boosel coat.
Right.
With, like, this coat, this brown coat, right. So, anyway, me in the car park and say, oh, hi, how are you, Trevor? And he goes, oh, yeah, no, when you do kind of basic intros, might have done, like, kissy-kissy on cheeks, that kind of thing.
Like a little hug.
I don't think we went that far.
Oh, did you not?
No, I don't think so. But,
shake
you know,
his hand.
Take a handshake.
Well, in my community, yes.
Oh, dear. Insert George Michael joke here.
That's probably one, if you were watching, it would have been funnier.
Oh, dear. Right. So, anyway, so we walked down to the pub and open doors and stuff, and we've not really sort of said anything apart from, you know,
hello,
hi, who are you? Well, that's the problem. He didn't say hello like that. He went, he had a very, very strong Birmingham accent.
Right.
And I have got nothing against a Birmingham accent. I've lived in the Midlands for a long time. A lot of my friends live in the Midlands now. If I'm ever with them, then the babbing comes out. So I about if you're around. So like Baz babs all the time.
Right.
Baz is a babber.
Yeah.
Right. So he goes, hiya, Bab. You're right, Bab. Lovely, Bab. Thanks, Bab. Everything's a Bab. And if I'm around Baz, then I bab away as well. The dog becomes Bab. How are you doing? Come on, Bab. Let's go for a walk. And the babbing comes out. Right, but I just wasn't expecting it. So it kind of caught me off guard because we weren't in the Midlands, we were in Oxfordshire. I mean, I know it's not exactly a million miles away, but I just was not expecting it. So he's got this very, very strong accent. And so strong that I thought maybe it was Black Country. It was proper, proper strong accent. And he said, oh, Trevor. Said, said, Trevor, where do you come from? And he goes, Solihull, at which point I've lived in the Midlands, right? And I've always called Solihull, Solihull, right? And all of my friends call Solihull, Solihull. But I know there is a contingent out there who call it Solihull. So again,
Solihull.
Solihull. Right, and
I probably would have called, I wouldn't have known how to pronounce that. Solihull. I think I would have said Solihull.
Well, he comes from Solihull, so he can pronounce
it. So
it
must be the name
it.
Of
yeah,
Solihull.
Solihull. Right, and I said to him, he said, so I said, oh, is that how you pronounce Solihull? Right, and not trying to, like, you know, poke away. It was, like, literally a question. I said, I've always called it Solihull, not Solihull. And I think he gets his guard up a bit at this point. Right, and he gets
you upset him straight away.
I think so, yeah. And, of course, I've got a northern accent. So, and he's probably not expecting that either. So, So we get the drinks and we go up to the table, and he's not happy with this table at all. It's a lovely pub. And most of the time, the pub, the tables are a decent bit away, but we're in this, like, strange little bit at the top. And all the tables are quite close together. And it's like, I don't like this because they're too close. And, you know, it's like a date and they can hear what we're saying. And I just went, well, they don't need to know we're on a first date or anything.
Yeah.
Let's just...
chat, like friends.
Like, chat. And so... And we hadn't taken his coat off at this stage. So anyway, he's complaining about the table and stuff. And then he takes his coat off, right? The Boosel one, which
right.
I'm not a fan of, as you can tell.
You can't judge someone by their clothes.
Yes, you can.
You, no! That needs to be another poll. You can't judge someone by their clothes.
So what I'm about to say might come away, of course, as a bit judgy then.
Oh, my
then.
God.
Right, so we've got, right, this is, I'm going to say it's November. It was cold.
Right.
And It was definitely dark as well. So, yeah, it was definitely... And he had a coat on. It would, let's say it was November, right? So he takes this coat off and he puts it on the back of his chair. And he's got a short-sleeve shirt on, right? And it's a white shirt, short sleeves. And he's got this, like, blue pattern over it, like flowers on this, like, blue shirt. And he's short-sleeved. Oh, and Shane, he's got a pocket. All he needed was a load of pens in there to look like a bus driver.
Oh.
So, okay. So I'm in, like, skinny jeans and, like, heeled boots and, like, quite a nice kind of shirt underneath, like, a navy blazer. So, you know, I think I've, like, tried to be, because he's a pilot. So I thought, try hard. He comes in his Boussel jacket dressed as a bus driver. And then he tells me, and again, this isn't exactly fun, this is why we need your input. So then he tells me on the date, he tells me about all these different people that he's dated before, which, you know, is never great, is it? But, you know, fair enough, it's the way of the world. And then he tells me about this contingent of daters who just like going on first dates. So at the time, I don't really think too much about it. And I know after coming dressed in his Boussel coat and his bus driver shirt that this is going no further. So I pay for dinner and we have
what? Hang on a minute. Why? Why did you... What?
Because then I don't feel obliged to go out with him again. Turns out he'd got no intention of going out with me again anyway. And
you're
I think
one of the many first dates. Like that film, 50 First Dates.
Someone who's that in?
If she forgets the with Adam Sandler and she can't remember, so it's always the first date.
Okay.
But yeah. This is a completely different version of 51st Date.
So then says, thank you, lovely. Have a bit of a hug in the car park. No more of like, you know, it wasn't going anymore. And to be fair, it wasn't an expensive dinner because we were both driving. So I think he'd had a Guinness or something. I'd probably had a small glass of wine. We think we'd had a main course, maybe. I think we'd had a start on a main. And so it didn't come to, it came to a bit more than 60 quid. It was just like, fine. And I'd got no intention of like seeing him again. Had a bit of car park life. Literally nothing. Not a single text message. Not.
You were ghosted.
Not, well,
or did you ghost him too?
Not ghosted, because I don't think either has blocked, but just no contact whatsoever. So as I say, not exactly hilarious first day I have got. I've got another one about a very small man, which is...
Well, before we get to that, I might contradict myself here.
I'm not going to do that one. I think maybe when we get input. So if you don't know the format of this podcast, the second half of the podcast is always the start of the next podcast. But the next bit of the podcast, the next week's podcast is you guys and your stories of online dating. So I might tell you the one about the guy who won't get out of the car and then followed me from a way away.
I remember that one.
So that he didn't look like he was... And I've got nothing against decent people. Tall, short, but don't be weird about it. Anyway,
but going back to the clothes, I may contradict myself in my statement here. You said a short-sleeved shirt. Now, I wouldn't have had any issue with the coat, but...
The Boussel. On a man.
I wouldn't have had an issue with that.
Okay.
But the short-sleeved shirt, I don't think... I don't like short-sleeved shirts. I don't think they're attractive. There's absolutely no use for it. I think that's like, you said, a bus driver's uniform slash some office people's... There's a person that we used to work with that used to wear a short-sleeved shirt.
There was!
It just isn't a good look.
It isn't, no.
I don't think men should ever wear short-sleeved shirts.
I think if you can pull it off and you've got the right physique and maybe you turn...
Like my muscles now, yeah.
Yeah, you're
right. I'm saying this, I wore a short-sleeved shirt when we went to Vegas to... When my cousin got married.
I think on holiday it's different.
But it was for a wedding... Did I wear? Oh, no, it wasn't. I rolled it up.
Rolling up's fine. If you've got a linen shirt, a long sleeve linen,
yes,
you
I rolled it up. I thought it was short sleeve.
I think that's fine.
Because when, obviously, I've been doing lots more gym since than we first met, when we went to go try on shirts for the wedding, I couldn't get my arm in some
really?
Of them.
Really? Are you that pumped
I'm so pumped. My biceps wouldn't fit through the hole. But I short sleeved shirts. I could say something really controversial, but we'd get cancelled.
Okay, let's not do that then.
No.
Yet.
I don't. Yeah.
We're cancelling each other with the quality of this podcast, to be honest.
So do you want me to tell a story?
Yes.
Okay.
That's how this podcast works. Okay. This is our fourth one. Do you not know many, the format?
I have many stories.
I stopped after several bad experiences. I'm the man with the very little hands and the cutlery. And the one who didn't eat. Like, maybe a poll on this as well, or just your comments. Like, when you go out with somebody for Sunday lunch and you say to them, shall we get a side order? Because sometimes, like, not all the veg comes with your Sunday. So you get your veg that comes with your Sunday dinner. And then you get additional veg that you can buy, like the premium veg that you can maybe buy with you. So this particular place, like with cauliflower cheese, was premium veg. So I said, shall we share cauliflower cheese? And he's like, yeah, can you collect some cauliflower cheese? Didn't touch the cauliflower cheese. And I said, are you not having the cauliflower cheese? And he said, I just want to eat my meat first and then I might have some veg. Who doesn't like cauliflower cheese? That stopped me in the tracks.
But is he one of them people that has to eat things in a certain order? Like, I like mixing everything up. And I don't know what you're like, but there are some people that will go, right, I'm going
to... I remember as a child I used to do that, not as a full-grown adult.
But I've known adults to like, right, if they're having a roast, they'll eat the meat, and then they'll eat the potatoes, and then they'll eat the carrots, and then they'll eat the sprouts, and then they'll eat the Yorkshire pudding.
No.
And it'll be in a specific order.
Now, I've been known to leave the Yorkshire pudding to last because I really like it.
Well, but sometimes
when
he says
no, I don't.
No, I get that. I'll leave something that's nice to the end, because then you feel like you've had a really nice meal come end of said meal. But no, that's a bit strange.
You didn't touch it. So I was leaving all the cauliflower cheese just in case he wanted some. He then finished his dinner. I'd left it. So I'd finished my dinner, waiting for him to finish his dinner as well. And then there was this cauliflower cheese left. It was premium side. He didn't eat his side of the cauliflower cheese. That was like... No. And this is the problem with online dating, especially if you're in your late 40s like me, is that single men are often going through a divorce. And if they've been married for a long time and they've got kids, then they'll be in a shared house. They might be, I know this is awful in a lot of circumstances, they'll be financially compromised, they'll have had to share when, you know, and stay together in the marital home and all of this, or they'll have moved out. So, and of course, they're still paying for the marital home. And then they're having to find, like, their own digs. So this guy was living literally in digs. He was living in a shared house.
And it's hard for some of
them. Yeah, and I don't think it even got, like, so I thought, I can't be living student style. I thought, this isn't going to work. Bizarrely, he lived just out of sight of Solihull.
Solihull?
Solihull. I have been educated that it is not Solihull, it is Solihull.
So were your dating experience, were they websites or the apps?
Apps.
Apps. Now, I don't know whether straight apps are the same as the gay apps.
I imagine not.
Probably
not. The only
reason
that I think this is because I watched 24 Hours in Police Custody the other day.
Oh, God.
And it was this guy, and really it's awful because this guy had been f***ing guys. Yeah, no. Maybe cut this bit out because it's like a bit too...
Maybe we'll bleep that, but...
Yeah. But no, and it was about people's profiles and what they put, whether it be bareback or... still in it, so I did this bit out. But it's what they liked, and it went into quite a specificity.
Well, some of the apps,
and it was just sex. So all these guys had just gone round for like, I knew what they were getting, and then it wasn't.
But
it was.
Isn't that with straight people? Isn't, say, like Tinder almost the same thing? Aren't people using the apps more just for like a hookup?
I think Tinder, yes. I've never used Tinder, but I think from experience of other people that I think it is more of a hooky up app. Although I do know somebody who used to use it when they were a student to get free dinners. They used to go on dates so that somebody else paid for the dinner.
What, like older person?
No, or younger, when they were at uni.
No, but did they go on a date with an older person for them to pay?
Oh, no, generally not.
Oh, I thought, they'll get, like, a sugar daddy and they'll pay for my dinner tonight.
Well, I imagine in some instances, but no, she actually my husband.
Because I remember back in the day, when I say back in the day, not as far back in the day as you're back in the day, but when I
just before pre-COVID.
Well, when I was first on the dating sites, it was like Plenty of Fish and I can't remember the names of the other ones.
Grindr.
No, not back in the day, because I didn't have a smartphone back then. So, like,
so it was the
think there was one called Gaydar. It was like a web. It wasn't back then. We didn't have smartphones, so it wasn't apps.
You've got the worst Gaydar in the world. You remember when we went to the pub one day and you went, "Well, he's gay," and his girlfriend turned up rubbing the inside of his leg.
Yeah, I do remember that. That's the day. That's the first time Andy met you. And he's comment. You said something about your fat ass or something.
And he goes, and he has got a fat ass.
Yeah, you have. I was like, fucking hell, Andy. She's the new boss. Be nice to her.
Oh, Andy could say anything to me.
So back in the day when I first started, I think that I went, this was, I'm talking like 2011, 2012, 2013 times.
When you were a mere child.
When I was a mere, like early 20s. It was like Plenty of Fish. I can't remember the name of the other one. It was just like where you would chat and then maybe go on a few dates and stuff. And I went on a few dodgy dates. There was one, this guy, I think he was a teacher. I got the train into Norwich. I think he was a music teacher. And we met at this pub. And there I am, we were chatting away. And then he just starts closing his eyes. And he falls asleep.
It's like major in this podcast.
I'm not that like boring. I won't go into detail where that like led. That's not appropriate for said podcast, depending on who's listening. But I was like, oh my God, he's fallen asleep. Why would you want to go on a date with someone and then fall asleep on said date?
He's not got narcolepsy.
No, I think it was a bit strange from what I remember. But excuse anyway, so
you're gonna have to.
So I had a long-term relationship, probably like 20, I think it was 2013 to like 2015, 2.5 years.
With Bert?
With, we'll call him Bert. Before that, I was on all the sites and stuff, and you would see the people on there that you were chatting to.
People.
When me and Bert split up, I went back on said sites, and there was the same people on there with the same profile pictures from 2.5, 3 years ago.
Do you know what, Shane? This is my problem, right? So I was internet dating, and then it wasn't going well. And then you take a bit of a break, and then I went back on. And I've got people who I'd maybe been chatting with before or said no to them or whatever, or said, oh, I don't think we're overly compatible. And I used to make ridiculous excuses like I'm allergic to dogs. Like, I am not kidding.
Oh, yes, clearly.
You said, like, all sorts of things. If I just wasn't a big fan of a cyclist, I don't know why. I probably changed my mind. I wasn't a big fan of anybody who rode motorbikes.
Is that because they get in your way when you're driving your car?
Possibly. But no, it wasn't. I just thought, I don't know.
Is it like the spandex that they wear?
I think so.
And you can see all, like, the bulges.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I just, so I just used to make excuses, just ridiculous in hindsight, because I could have missed the love of my life, couldn't I? And the same people were on there, and you'd get them, like, little comments like, oh, you're back again, did you not find anybody? Oh, single again, are you back again? Oh, what happened, did you meet somebody, have you broken up? And you just think, oh my God. So a thing what had happened is I'd come off them, then I'd go and I had a bit of a break, and then I'd probably got like come on for like 33 days or something.
Oh,
so
yes, because
back
then you got like a free trial.
And I'd just be like, it's the same people when they're having dicks at you going, still single.
You're clearly still on here because you're still single.
And it was just like,
yeah, so that threw me a bit when I was like, I recognize these people because they've got these same profile pictures, which made me think, if I was to ever like go on a date with these people, how do I know that what they're going to look like? Because if that picture's already 3 years old, how do I not know back then it was already 3 years old?
No, the apps these days, and it's AI or algorithms, whatever, they know if you put them from your phone, they know if it's a recent photo. So they almost tag it recent photo.
That's good. Especially safety around like women and stuff, because we know people who like dated and like.
Yep.
There could easily be a weirdo it so easily happens nowadays because you can pretend to be anyone with AI and stuff. But going back to it, I went back on the apps after I'd split up with Bert. And that is when we had smartphones. This is like end of 2015, early 2016. So then I started going on the other ones like Grindr, and there was one called Hornet.
Horny.
Hornet. With a T. Horny.
Hornet.
Hornets.
It's like our marketing, isn't it?
And then there, I don't know whether it's just the gay community, but you'd be chatting to someone and you thought, oh, actually really starting to bond with them. And then they'll just ghost you. It's like instant block. And there'd be no rhyme or reason for it.
Oh, I had one fucking weirdo. Like, I am not kidding. It's not worth going on the podcast. I'll tell you some other time. But one who was just like, are you kidding me? So he, and I ended up just saying, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
There was a whole backstory to this. And he ghosted me, like the day that we were meant to be going on a date. And then came back with all kinds of excuses. And I just went, look, and he was offering me this, that, the other. And I just went, I'm sorry, I'm just not interested. And then he goes, fuck off, you bitch.
No.
But what I think he'd forgotten is that we'd actually got to the point where we were texting and WhatsApping. So I WhatsApped him back going, don't tell me to fuck off. And then he blocked me. But then so I'd WhatsApp him going, a gentleman doesn't tell a lady to fuck off. And then I'd blocked him. But then I hadn't thought, oh, normal phone. So then he texted me going, fuck off, you bitch, again.
Oh, my God.
And then blocked me.
And then did you hunt him down and throw shit at his house?
Well, this might be our pettiness. I literally did that. I knew where he'd been working. I knew what his company was called. And I very nearly, because it was just such abuse and his lies and all sorts, I very nearly got in touch. And it was a charity he was working on as well. And I very nearly got in touch with them and said, do you know that this, I didn't in the end. But
you held back.
I did, but I made myself feel better by doing all the research of.
Yeah, that you will hunt them down, you will find them, and you will kill them. Maybe not that last bit. Ruin their lives.
Yes. So, anyway.
So,
Hornet.
So, Hornet. So, knowing that these people have been on there before, I was like, oh. And the people that started ghosting me, I was like, oh, do I really want to start going on dates? It's only been like 3 months since I split up with
Bert.
And so I was like chatting to a guy and I thought, right, I'll go on one. So I got on the train, went to Norwich and met this guy. Picture on his app, looked like a normal person. So I'm sat there waiting and then I see him walking towards me. And I thought, oh, fucking hell. One, he was the person on his profile picture, but that was clearly taken
20 years later.
A long time ago. He was a lot bigger and he was smoking. And smokers, I get put off by smokers. Like, I've never been a smoker. I've not got anything against smokers, but it's just not for me.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, fucking here now. We've booked the restaurant. I think we went to, I can't remember what it's called.
Like this is my
American
problem.
American bar or
like
something.
Everybody says to me, oh, just go out for coffee with them. So, but if they're far away from somebody, you don't just want to go for, what if you really like them?
Yeah.
And I always tend to go for dinner with people. So anyway.
So.
But then it can work the opposite way around.
And
as
I
well.
Saw him, I was like, oh, well, I'm going to have to just go on this date now. So we went into.
Did you not run away?
I couldn't because as he was walking, I probably wasn't wearing glasses, so it was probably like this distance before I realised.
Because you should have just said, oh, sorry, I'm just going to the loo.
I'm too nice.
No, I would do it.
Back then, I was too nice. I probably could easily do that now. So I went on this date and I thought, right, I'm here now. I'm just going to get pissed. So I just kept ordering beers. That's back when I drank beers, a lot of beers, probably too many beers when I had the beer belly. And I just kept drinking. I was like, I don't care, because
did you
then
say to him with a few beers in you, why are you so old and fat?
I don't think so. I just remember thinking, oh, you've got
but
a really...
But was he nice? No.
He was a nice person. And I remember looking at him and think, oh, you've got a really small mouth.
Do you know what? That's... yes. This is the problem, though. Like, in real life, you get to know people, don't you? And, like, little foibles don't become anything because you've known that person in real life. But if you're in an intense situation, like man with his tiny hands, like his cutlery looked massive in his, like, tiny hands.
Yeah, and I just... got the impression that it was really needy, and I was just like, I'm just gonna eat my food, get pissed, and then go home. And then we walked back to the train station, and I think he went in to go give a kiss, but I just walked off. So then I was really like put off.
What, did you have a hug or something?
No, I didn't do it.
So why did you just lean in?
He went in like to go in, and then I just like turned and walked towards the station like, bye. So that was 1 week. During the next week, someone had started messaging me, and said person was Andy.
I knew that.
And I think we had chatted briefly before, but somehow, I don't remember who started chatting to, but we started chatting again. And we were like, oh, should we go out for coffee? It was originally, should we go out for coffee? And I thought, oh, if we're going into Norwich, I might as well make a thing about it, because it was like, drive to... needed a lift to the station at Acle, get the train from Acle to Norwich. It's a bit of a commute. And because I was thinking, oh, I want to have a drink, so at that point, to enjoy it. And I nearly didn't go. I nearly didn't go. And Andy said the same thing, that he'd had bad experiences and nearly didn't go.
No.
And I hadn't really told anyone, like, friends-wise, that was going on. Like, who I was working with at the time didn't tell him I was going on this day. Because I told him about...
so bad before?
I told him about the week before, and I was like, oh, I don't know if I can deal with this. I'll probably come off the apps, just be single. And then I remember waiting at the station. I remember I took a picture, and I sent it to Eleanor. And I was like, she was the only person I told. Obviously, Mum and Dad knew. So I sent this picture to Eleanor of me at the station. And I even remember what I was wearing. I had this, I think I've still got the t-shirt. It was a white t-shirt, but with like a skull on it. And it, I can't remember what it said. It said time to something. I don't remember what it said. And
die.
I had, not time to die. It was a nice t-shirt. And I had my black leather jacket on. I don't know why I remember this, but...
It's the first time you'd met your husband. So.
Future husband. And then got to Norwich, and I think I met him at the station. I saw him walking, and he'd dressed up really nicely. Aww. He had a blazer on, a nice shirt and jeans. I was like, oh. And then I remember thinking, he's actually more attractive than his profile pictures. He hasn't lied about, like, old pictures and all that stuff. I was like, oh, okay. So we went to Frankie and Benny's.
I hate Frankie and Benny's.
Do you?
Like, the food's rancid. Like, rancid. It's not a thing anymore, is it? I think we can say this now.
I think it is.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure it is. Because we went to one not that long ago when we were...
Maybe
when
check I say illegal. Not that long. They used to be everywhere, didn't they? I always thought it was expensive and shit. Tasteless.
No, see,
food.
I would disagree.
No, I'd be
it always
fan
seemed
of
all right. It's a nice, like... beige food place.
Yes. That's why I
yes, you're not keen on
it.
Beige foods, are you? No. So,
it's
there we were.
It's everything in the place. And I'm not, you know, I'm not like a food Nazi about it. If it's beige, you'll have it. But I'm not likely to go out meaning to have a turkey twizzler.
Oh, not, oh, like, do you remember them back in the day, turkey twizzlers?
No.
They used to be at schools.
No.
Actually, they're really nice. I don't know why I'm going, they're probably so bad for you. But anyway, we were in Frankie and Benny's, and because of my experience the week before, Shane thought, just get drunk again. So I remember we were sat there, and he had pasta or something. I had like loads of chicken and stuff. I was getting more and more drunk, and the more drunk I got, the more I'd just tell my stories.
So you told the goof story.
Unfiltered. stories about
goose
everything. I literally, on that first day, told him all of my past stories.
Did you tell
stories.
Him about Vegas?
I think so. Everything. Every story.
How are you married to him?
And I remember just like scoffing my face, drinking my drink, and he was really struggling to eat his pasta because he was really nervous. And I went to go to the loo and I text the girls at my work. I was like, oh my God, I'm on a date. I actually like him. And they're all like, you didn't tell us about this. What's happening? And I was like, I don't know. It's just going really well.
I was
so shocked. And he's probably like, so nervous, horrified. And then we went for more drinks at, I can't remember the name of the place. There's Queen of Iceni or something. It was like a Wetherspoons.
Okay.
It's just out as Wetherspoons. We went there and we had a few more drinks. And then he took me home.
Did
to my
he?
House, drove all the way.
Oh.
No, he didn't take me back to his.
Oh.
He offered to take me home, drive all the way back to my place in Norfolk, and then drive back.
Oh, my word.
And I was like, oh. That's really sweet. And then we, like, you don't get it nowadays. You know how they used to say you court?
Yes.
Where you, like, go on, back in the day, you court someone. Is it court? You court
yeah.
someone?
Yeah, but that was, like, in the 20s, I
yeah.
think. In the 1920s.
But people don't seem to do that, like, nowadays, where you go on loads of dates before you, like, become a thing. I don't think it's
no,
as common.
No, but you've got to ask somebody to be your girlfriend now, don't you? It's weird.
Oh, I don't know. But
no,
we went on loads of dates.
That's nice.
For like the next 3 weeks. And then I remember we...
Were you exclusive then?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. And I remember...
Because that's the other thing about internet dating.
Oh, yeah. They're all over the place, aren't
yeah.
they? And I remember he sat me... He went to... We went to somewhere. And I remember my cousin interrupted this date. And she was the first person to ever
In
meet
person.
Andy. In person. We were sat
Deliberately,
there.
Deliberately. Or were
and
you
she
just...
turned up at the pub. And she's like, oh, hi. No. Sarah. And yeah, Sarah turned up. She sat there and I think Andy went to school. She's like, oh, I like him. And then that was all really nice. And then when we were about to leave, Andy like said to me, he's like, I've got this problem. I'm like,
oh my God,
what? He's like, I've got to go away for a bit of period of time to go do this horse training.
Going to jail.
He's going to jail. He's got to go to Toast to do this horse training. He's going to be away for 3 months. And at that...
Toaster to Norfolk.
It was like a... 2.5-3 hour drive,
oh, okay.
depending
that's
on.
That's further than I thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
And at that point, I'd been driving, 3 years, but I'd had an accident in 2014, 15, when I was with Bert on the motorway. And that really kind of shook me because it was at night, it was raining.
There's no motorways in Norfolk.
No, that was when I used to go long distance.
Oh,
and it was
okay.
like on the M3 or something on the
okay.
slip road. And I just went flying into this woman, back the woman.
Jesus.
And then I think I passed out for a second and the car automatically like turned itself into the side thing. Awful. So that was like terrifying for me. So then I was like, I'm going to have to go on a motorway to go see Andy. Because back then it was before they built that new bit in Cambridge.
Oh, okay.
You had to go on the M40.
God, did you?
Yeah, the M40. I was like, oh. And I was like, it'll be fine.
Yes.
So it got me over my fear of motorways because I had to go see him each weekend.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so that's my like brief summary of internet dating. Mine has ended in, we've been together now.
1,000 years.
9 years.
Wowzers.
We've been married for 2 years this yes. year.
I do know people.
So it does end
has,
well.
I know a few people. It's worse. I know a couple of people who've got married. One of my friends had a really good relationship. It's ending that way. It was a really good relationship. She kissed a few frogs before she met Prince. But it was. But yeah, it was a good guy. And some of my friends have had. And so I know it does work. But I did have the antiques dealer who came in. Like I think. Do you know when posh people are like so posh they don't care that the clothes are covered in food and holes? It was a bit like that. It was a bit like that.
Like moth holes.
Yeah.
Oh.
So then he never got in contact again. It's funny that all these dates, nobody ever gets, I never get in contact. I think they must know. I think his resting bitch face must know that I've got no interest in them whatsoever.
You do have. You have this thing with your face where you can tell what you're thinking. If you're bored of someone, you blink a lot. And it's sometimes really noticeable because you can tell that you're present, but you're not present because you just got no interest. So it's like your eyes are talking. You're like, hurry up, finish. I'm bored of you now.
It's like Semaphore with my eyes. Yes. Trying to communicate with them. Shut up.
Shut the fuck up.
I don't think that ever happens. I can't think of a single occasion when
Not at all.
But yeah, so I think they must. So that happened with Pilot. It happened with Antiques Bloke. Small Hands Bloke. Tell that whole story next week. But Small Hands Bloke, he did want to see me again. And then when I didn't get back in touch, I just left that. Oh. I didn't ghost him or anything. But I did
ghost the man with the small mouth that I didn't like. Because, and he did start messaging the next day and saying that he really enjoyed it. And I was just like, I'm sorry, but I was really naughty and I did ghost him.
No, I mean, my friend who... definitely not doing it now, but my friend who did was always just like, yeah, just not my type. You know, I had a really nice time, but thanks, but I've never had to. Then there was the estate agent. That was not a bad day still, but it'd been my first day in like forever. And I was pretty sure it wasn't going to. Don't get me wrong, we were there for like a good couple of hours in a pub. We didn't eat, and it was nice. He was okay, but. And then this woman had clearly clocked us, and I think she'd been drinking, so she was a bit pissed. So she felt the need to say something like, oh, you make a lovely couple, something like that. And he's just like, it was just like...
Oh, did it put you off straight away?
Completely, completely. And then he messaged the next day and said, I had a lovely time, love to see you again. And I just said, I'm really sorry, I wasn't feeling it. And he was like... And Louise, how can you tell from spending just 2 hours with somebody? And I thought, well, I could list them out, but I was like,
I do have a scroll worth.
But there was nothing, and he was perfectly a few little foibles. He hadn't told me or put it on his profile that he'd got a daughter, then didn't really seem to like his daughter. And then spent a lot of time talking about his niece instead, and well, yeah, it was just a bit.
That's like, I guess it's more for you that, oh, you two go on your first day. I'm like, oh, actually, I've got three children. You're now going to be evil stepmother.
Well, a guy that I used to go out with a long time ago, he used to internet date. And he, what was the story? He would never go. He used to go out with somebody who'd had a child very young, like in university. And I think he'd bonded with a child and then they had a messy breakup. And so he didn't want to go out with anybody who'd got children after that. So had made a thing about, and he was still quite young at this time as well, so he'd made a big thing about not going out with anybody with any children. Went on this date and had been on a couple of dates with this woman, right? And he'd started to suspect because, you know, not being able to be as free as he wanted actually got kids. Anyway, went back to a house. And dropped her off. And I think they were going to go in together. And there was all these kids' shoes in the bottom of the stairs. Just ran away.
Oh.
Just like, and it turned out, I think she'd got three kids. Oh. Just like, how do you think you're going to get away with having three kids?
Well, it could be worse. So I saw on Facebook the other month, someone I went to school with, I think they're in a year above. So they would be 34. They'd just become a grandparent. Can you imagine if you had then become single and you went on a date at age 34 and you had to tell said other person, oh, by the way, I've got some grandkids.
34. Oh, my God.
Awful, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I'm sure our pounders have some...
Oh, they might actually have some funny stories.
Funnier dating stories.
Ours are just a little bit tragic, if truth be told. They're not that funny at all.
I guess other people's are going to be tragic, but they might have had funny things happen on
dates. Definitely, definitely. And I definitely want some people who've climbed out of windows because I've definitely wanted to do that before now. So
I've never, I don't think I've had the balls. Can we say that? We can say what we want on here because it's our podcast. I've never had the balls to do that. I've always gone through with it till the end.
Much, much respect to all those pubs who put the things up in the loos. If you're having a problem on a date, I've forgotten what the name is. Like you say Amanda or you order a certain
drink. Oh, I know what you're on about. Yeah.
The Lighthouse do it in Oxford, don't they?
I don't know. I think I've seen a sign somewhere.
Yeah.
That's good. Good idea.
It's really, really good because there are some weirdos out there.
There are. Us. And we want to hear your weirdos. We want to hear your weirdo stories.
Absolutely. So on that note,
we've come to the end of another episode.
Yay!
I know. So I think until next time,
it's bye from Shane
and bye from Louise.
Bye,
Pound
Tessie.
Away, people.
Pound away.
Bye.
Bye.